we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to a brand new week here in Brevard County, and election day is tomorrow. If you haven't already voted early, you want to get out and take care of that tomorrow. So don't miss your opportunity to be a good steward of what has been entrusted to your care. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, and we are looking forward to Resurrection Sunday here in just a few weeks. This coming Sunday will be Palm Sunday. We have our annual business meeting. We don't normally like to have that on a what we consider to be a very, very good day, but Resurrection Sunday follows on the very last Sunday, and so we had to move our business meeting up, and that puts it on Palm Sunday. So next Sunday night, on March the 20th, we will be having our annual business meeting, and we're going to be sharing with our congregation the reports that we have that 2015 was a year of God's favor. It was a year of blessing. It was a year of walking in covenant, and supported more missionaries than we ever had. We're going to be sharing a good financial report with them, the best financial report we've ever shared. And we are also going to be celebrating that, but also sharing with them what I believe God is wanting to do for Merritt Assembly of God in 2016. So that's coming up for us, but we are in preparation mode for Resurrection Sunday. A couple of weeks ago at church, we put that in the bulletin, and a man said, "Hey, Pastor, Resurrection Sunday falls on Easter this year." And I was like, "Yeah, it has a tendency to do that every year." And so we are celebrating that. We've got a picnic that we have planned after the Sunday service on March the 27th, Easter. And so we'd like to invite you to come and be a part of that. Nothing really fancy. We got baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, things of those nature, and desserts. There's one other thing, and I can't pull that off, what that is off the top of my head right now. Maybe chips. I'm not sure. But then we're going to be preparing some sandwiches or something like that. The church will be providing those. So that is coming up. But our most exciting thing is that we have been and are praying. We're right in the middle of our 30 days of prayer leading up to Easter, and we have been coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings to the sanctuary and praying, believing that God is going to transform lives, that new names are going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that prodigals are going to be returning to the kingdom of God, and that God is going to pour out His Spirit in a manner of revival. And so that's what we're praying for. So on Resurrection Sunday, March 27th, we will have not only that going on, but we will be having a special an outreach to kids and young people, where they will encounter various aspects of the Easter account from God's word, and they will be receiving little things. They're going to be getting candy, and there'll be games and things like that. They'll be able to hunt eggs and all of that sort of stuff. But we want them to know and understand that the real reason for Easter is not so that people can have a day off, but that their sins can be forgiven and their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that God has made available for them the opportunity for a hope and a future and an eternity with Him. So those are things that are coming up. Now, we do want to say thank you to Craig and Sharon Butler, who are heading up our youth and children's ministries, and also to their teams that are helping. And on that day, we're going to have several booths set up it's going to be great, and we look forward to what's going to happen there. We do want to say thank you to some of the businesses that are represented in our church. Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. If you have any problems with your air conditioning unit, I think the heater is probably safe for the most part. I'm not saying you might not have a cold day and you want to take the chill off, but I don't think it's going to be working too extensively for the next several months. So Creative AC Solutions, if you're here in the central part of the county, give them a call and they can make sure that you stay cool this summer. I will be honest with you, today is the day after my least favorite day of the year, not because yesterday was Sunday. Sunday is my favorite day of the week, but because it was the day where clocks skip ahead. I really, really like having my sleep. And so when somebody takes an hour of that away for just their own jollies, it doesn't make my day to be one of my favorites. But so I started adjusting on Friday so that when Saturday rolled around, I would be able to go to bed early, be able to sleep, and get back on track. And so I hope you showed up on time for church yesterday. So we're gonna go back into the Word this morning, and I just want to give a little bit of clarity. We're going to talk about covenant. I'm not going to be doing huge amounts of information on the covenant, but I want to make sure that some things are known. And so let's go back to Genesis chapter 17 and verse number 17. And it says, "Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, 'Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, who is 9 years old, bear a child?' And Abraham said to God, 'Oh, that Ishmael might live before you.' Then God said, 'No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year.' Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham." So here is the premise that I want to make sure that is clarified, and that there's no confusion, because we have been comparing the gifted, the blessed, and the covenant, and we have been talking about all of those various different things. What I don't want to communicate is that people who walk in covenant are not gifted, and that people who walk in covenant are not blessed. That is not true. It is exactly the opposite of the reality. You see, God gives gifts to men. He is a gift-giving God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He took captivity captive and gave gifts to men. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So when we walk in covenant, we not only get the covenant relationship, we not only get the covenant with God, but we get the entire entourage that comes with that. But the devil would try and get you and I to settle for less than God's best. The covenant is the prize. The covenant is the prize. It is the epitome. It is the pinnacle of God's offer for relationship with man. The problem is too many people are bribed by Satan's gifts and end up depriving themselves of God's covenant. And that's the real premise that we have been trying to communicate here for the past couple of weeks, is don't settle for anything less. And I've talked to you about that television commercial, and one of the people in our church, they didn't necessarily know that I had shared this, but they started talking about that commercial on television about settlers, you know, that people who settle for less than the best that is available. And I don't want to settle for anything less than God's divine relationship and provision. So as we are talking about Isaac, I want you to understand, not only did he walk in covenant, but he was blessed by God and he was gifted by God. He was empowered by God. And so all of those things come along with the covenant relationship that we have with God. But too many people, once they get their need met, or once they receive a gift that is going to bring them the notoriety or the fame or the comfort and convenience that this world offers, too many times they reach a stopping point and they do not press in for the deeper things of God. And the deeper things of God are covenant relationships. They are benefits of the covenant relationship. You see, when you walk in covenant with God, everything else comes along with him. Too many people are looking for a relationship of convenience instead of comfort, or of instead of covenant. And too many people are looking for a one-night stand or a one-need stand instead of a lifelong bond with God. So I did a little bit of research, and so we're going to talk about this a little bit more. But the word that we translate covenant, it is a Latin word, and it literally means a coming together. A coming together. There's a uniting, there's a merging, there's a spirit of unity there. They are coming together, and it's not just for a season. I want you to understand that what we're not talking about here is we are not talking about a contract. A contract tends to be for a season. A contract tends to be negotiable. And so that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about two individual entities coming together from this point forward. And so that's what God was looking for. He has always longed to dwell in the midst of people and to dwell in our hearts, not just in our heads, to not dwell on the outskirts or the perimeter of our society. He doesn't just want to have a tangent relationship, but he wants to have an intimate, powerful, covenant relationship with the people that he created for his own pleasure. I can't think of anything better than having the God of the universe say, you know what? The thing that I want more than any other thing is to walk in a covenant relationship with you. To walk in a covenant relationship with you. You know, the job that brought me to Brevard County, it was 26 years ago, a little over 26 years ago, when I came to Brevard County. I actually came taking a pay cut to work for this company, but we sensed that God was in it. And I want you to know that when God is in it, even if there is a season where an aspect appears to be a setback, it is actually you are being positioned or set up for greater success. And so a few months ago, I started driving a manual shifting vehicle. Now, my son was away several years ago. And my son, when we were growing up, we did not have much in the way of tangible goods. And so when he got to where he had his own job and his own income and he could pay his own bills, then he likes to go out and buy, you know, what he wants, and he wants to buy the best that he can afford. And so he had I had received a car when I was 16, and so we wanted to bless our kids with cars when they turned 16, and so we had bought him one car, and after a couple of years, it just couldn't go anymore. And so he moved up from a Pontiac Sunbird to a Pontiac Firebird. And then one day he was driving to college, and somebody collided with him and totaled his Firebird. And so he bought another Firebird. And this one was pretty nice. And he had a customer and at work, and this customer had an even nicer Firebird than the one that my son had, but it was a manual transmission. My son at that point in time had never driven a manual transmission, and so they ended up, my son sold him his car and he bought this other guy's car from him. And then he was away for quite some time, and so he said, "Dad, while I'm away, you can drive my car if you'd like." And it was a 2001 Pontiac WS6 with moon roofs, and I think it was a 5-speed transmission. I'm not real sure about that right now. I think it was, but yeah, I mean, it was a fast car. It was the type of car that if you saw a guy my age driving it, you would think that they were going through a midlife crisis. And so I tell people, I said, when I went through my midlife crisis, I didn't have to go out and buy the car. I just got to drive the car, and I didn't have to go out and have a fling with another woman or anything like that. I'm very happy in my marriage, and so the only thing that looked like a midlife crisis was I'm driving around in this manually transmissioned car. And it just happens to be, you know, very, very nice looking. And so what I just was reminded of, because it had been a long time since I'd driven a stick shift, was that whenever you press the clutch in, you have to take your foot off of the accelerator. And so your momentum slows down. It appears that you are actually going slower, but you are being set up or positioned to go faster. And so the same thing happened for us when we came to Florida. Financially, it looked like a setback, but we were actually being positioned by God strategically for what he had for us here in Brevard County. So my boss came to me one day, and in case you're wondering where these stories are going, my boss came to me. He was getting ready to take a job with another company in a larger city here in Florida, North Florida. And he came to me and he said, "You know, you weren't the first person that they called from your previous, from the previous companies that they ran and offered this job to you." And I said, "That's okay." He said, "Okay, well, you aren't the second person they called either." And I said, "That's all right." And he said, "You were about the 34th person they called and offered this job." And I said, "You know what? I don't know really what your strategy is in trying to tell me this, but I want you to know I didn't come here because they offered me the job. I came here because when I prayed, I sensed that that God was in this. And so to me, it doesn't matter if I was the first, the fifth, the 34th, or the 300th person. If nobody else on the planet wanted this job, God had spoken to me and said, I want you to have this job. And so I'm here today, not out of convenience. I am here because I believe that God has divinely placed me here." And you see, that is the thing about walking with covenant, is that it is a coming together. You are walking the same path. And even if it seems to be a setback, you are actually being set up for success. And so don't get your eyes on the temporary price tag or the cost. Look at the benefit, saying, "God, you have placed me in this location for a divine encounter." Let me take you to Acts chapter 16, I believe it is. It's one of my one of the verses that I really like to quote. My goodness, having a hard time seeing. And it's actually Acts chapter 17. And it says here in verse number 30. Oh, no. Here we go. Let's move up. And it says, and he, in verse number 26, "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined listen to this, their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord, and in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our own being, as also some of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. And so what Paul has said there is that you have been divinely chosen by God. God has selected you for covenant relationship. It is with his wisdom and insight that he said, you know what? They are the ones. They are my first choice. Okay? The devil will be more than glad to take your leftovers, but God says, you are my first choice. Jesus was willing to set aside all the glory of heaven, all of the time in heaven with the angels gathered around and worshiping him and him having no needs. And he was willing to set all of that aside and go to the cross so that he and you and I could be reconciled together in him. That is how valuable you are to God. You are so valuable. I as we were praying one day last week, I was praying. I like to talk, but I also like to listen. And God spoke to me about Merit Assembly of God. And he said, just as I knit together an infant inside a mother's womb, I knit together local churches and congregations. I place them together uniquely and masterfully crafted for my purpose and my glory. And so I speak over Merit Assembly of God today that we are a uniquely crafted body for the pleasure and the purposes of God. That we are here to restore value to men and women and boys and girls in Brevard County, restoring spiritual value, relational value. We are to restore them to the purposes that God created them for in the first place, that we are there to restore beauty for ashes, that we are there to restore purpose instead of aimlessness. You have been divinely selected and divinely chosen for this very time. You have been divinely placed in this community. He says that he has determined the boundaries of your dwellings. I like that God speaks to the sea waves and he says, you can come this far and no further. Your boundaries have been established. You see, several years ago, there was a teaching going around, and it's like, no boundaries, no boundaries, no boundaries. I want you to know that that I don't believe in that philosophy. I believe that he will enlarge your territories, but I believe that there are boundaries. In my marriage with my wife, our marital covenant, there are boundaries. There are things that I've said, I will not do these things. I will not sleep with other women. I will not have affairs with other women. I'm not going to have affairs with anybody else. It is a covenant relationship with my wife that there are things that I'm not going to do. I'm not going to say, you know what, this is my money, that's your money, and I'm going to do whatever I want with my money, and I'm going to do whatever I want with your money. That's not it. I'm bound by the principles of the covenant. You see, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in. And so it is a coming together. God has chosen you. It's not by accident. And so walking as a covenant, I want to speak to your life today as a covenant child of God, that you are blessed with an eternal relationship, not just a temporal relationship. He not only wants to meet your needs that you have here on earth, but he wants to meet every need that you have. He looks to be the solution to every problem in your life. He looks to be the source. You see, God is the self-existent one. He's the one. He is Jehovah God. He is peace. He is the provider. He is your healer. He is your savior. He is all of those things. And so it would be in our best interest to enter into a covenant relationship with him And we'll talk a little bit more about some of the terms in the Old Testament. Let's close out with just a couple of things. The word covenant, it literally means two parties that are bound together. Two parties that are bound together. Our society right now is looking to promote lifestyles where people just come together and they're mutually gratified, and then they go their separate ways and there's no strings attached. By the way, I keep getting these things say, we would like to teach Merit Assembly of God how to write grants for government money. And let me tell you what my response is. I don't want that. You see, God has said that he would fund his kingdom through the tithes and the offerings of God's people, and it comes with no strings attached. But when the government gets involved, remember what I've told you about Joseph, is that he reduced the people to bondage because they had a need in their life. And a lot of times people and organizations get addicted to revenue from or sources from people, and then whenever they become attached to those or dependent upon those things, then all of a sudden there's the string that is pulled, and all of a sudden you find out that those gifts had a hook in them. I want you to know that God is not looking to deceive you into swallowing a hook. He is looking for you to be bound together. And the New Testament principle, I'll just share with you this, and then we're going to close in prayer for today. It means to order or dispose of for oneself or for another. And there is an implication. It's implied that there is one stronger party and then there is one weaker party. Today, when we talk about covenant, understand that God is the omnipotent one and we are the helpless. We are the people. We've got very little to bring to the table other than, God, we will give you all that we are. We will worship you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Actually, this resurrection season that we talk about is establishing God's new covenant. That's one of the ways that communion is referred to, is this new covenant in my blood. And I want you to know, it's a privilege and an honor to walk in covenant with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, today I want to thank you for the people of God. Lord, they are your gift to this community. They are the blessed of the Lord because we walk in covenant with you. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.
It's like an ocean breeze blowing on your face, like a summer sun with a swarm embrace, like a gentle rain plays a sound for me.
that's what I want my praise to be. Like a